If you could spend a moment with some remarkable people and discover what their life sounds like, what would you ask? Welcome to Are We On Air, an audio encounter. I'm Armand Nafei, and each episode will feature one conversation with an inspiring friend of mine who will share with us the soundtrack to their life. Buongiorno ragazzi, and welcome back to another episode of Are We On Air? Today from pulsating Milano with the wonderful girls behind the super hot fashion brand that is The Attico. Gilda Ambrosio and Giorgia Tordini managed what so many have tried before, converting their it girl status into a successful brand. Giorgia and I met in New York many moons ago when I was playing at her birthday party. And like a proud father, I've been observing her rise to fashion stardom from afar. You see, a chance meeting with Gilda birthed the idea to their label, The Attico. And with no time wasted, released their first collection just only a few months after their first initial meeting. We talked about the girl's life soundtrack, of course, but also what the sound of The Attico is and what role music plays in their design process. And how the shoe replaced the bag as a must-have item. It didn't hurt that their bestseller is a shoe called the Devon, which not only is constantly sold out, but copied badly many times over. We covered Cher, we covered Seth Troxler and DC-10, but more importantly, we got to hang in their beautiful studio, showroom, office, bedroom, whatever you want to call it, and I wonder how many girls would have killed for that. Now, as always, for the ones that keep on asking, all playlists and interviews are available on our Spotify and Apple channel at Are We On Air? And of course on areweonair.com. Allora, andiamo, dai, dai.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Fantastic. Welcome to Are We On Air, girls. What's going on?
Thank you for having us. We finally made it.
Finally made it. Round two after a year and a half ago. Actually, kind of before the pandemic, we were talking about this, no? We were at the Mercer, I think.
Yeah, a long time ago. Exactly. And then the pandemic separated us.
But we are reunited.
Sadly, we're finally reunited.
Reunited. And Gilda is with us this time as well. Fantastic. We're here in your beautiful studio in Milan. Office, studio, showroom. I mean, I've been to many showrooms. Home.
Yeah. We're going to set up a bed soon.
I'm down. I'm moving in. Let's talk about this beautiful showroom. Can we talk about it? Because last time I was here, it was still before you kind of did the renovation.
Yes.
Which was like a mid-century building interior, like some architecture.
Yeah. Yeah. This space used to be an studio of architects. So when we came to visit, we were looking for a space for the brand. We thought, we like literally fell in love with it immediately. And we thought this would be just perfect for us. So we moved in initially, kind of as it was. And then we took some time to renovate it and decide what...
A year. A year, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, more than a year. Yeah, but I think we had to find, you know, the right direction that our place had to take, and that really had to represent us. So I think we finally reached the aesthetic that we had in mind, and it feels like home.
It's beautiful. I love it. Again, it's so my vibe.
We speak the same language. Yeah, it's our vibe too. I think we kind of share the same aesthetic in, you know, in some things, maybe design or music also.
And sofa.
That's why we collaborate so many times, and sofas. Yeah, it's very like 70s, 80s, comfy lounges. Kind of sleek.
Have you done some shoots down there? Oh, this is where
shoots? No, not yet. Actually, we still feel that there are some things missing. So until it's not really done, we're gonna wait.
So what's Are We On Air? Are We On Air is basically painting a picture of who you guys are and your beautiful brand and the storyline from beginning, middle to end. And obviously, we share one thing in common is music. I mean, we worked together before.
Absolutely.
And we love music. And you and I met in New York. And Jill and I met on the floor at DC10.
Actually, I met Armand in New York. He DJed at my birthday party in 2012, I think. It's been a long time.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that you say this, let's start with, what's your earliest significant musical memory that shaped you guys?
We have been thinking about this, and I don't know if we have a specific memory about music that shaped us, but we have more the feeling that, you know, music is always present in your life and it's always evolving. So it kind of goes through different phases. So you kind of like different music. Your taste evolves all the time. I don't know. It's just transformation through the years, you know. With growing up, you approach different styles. And I think it's like also fashion, you know. You just go with the flow and enter different worlds.
It's kind of seasonal, right?
Like, yeah,
just the way design is and the way we dress.
Yeah.
Now we're into this guy, Omar S.
I love Omar S. Yeah. Come on. Shout out to Omar. Shout out to Omar. Have you seen him play?
No.
It's going to be we're going to book Omar for our rave in Milan.
Omar S. invite us if you're flying around.
Actually, funny you mentioned Omar, because the last time I was in Milan, I went to this great record store and I bought an Omar record. Do you have a favorite track by Omar S.?
On Your Way, this is my favorite.
Let's play it. Now, I know it's very difficult, but how would you describe yourself? How would you describe Theatrical, your beautiful brand, in three songs? And tell me also, where did this idea come from of Theatrical?
So we tried to list down three songs, which was impossible. So we have a bit more. We are two different people with very different tastes. So we really try to be synthetic in the selection. Yeah. We're going to touch a lot of different genres. We have
Oh Baby,
LCD Sound System.
Big Fan
from Inner City.
Supernature
by Cerrone.
Supernature.
is Pizzer Woman by Charlie. Santa Maria de Feira from Devendra Banhart.
Pensando cada día, cada hora, pensando en ti, caminando, mi se está llena de moras, son para ti. Por la tarde y por la noche, sueño de ti.
En Shadow by Monsieur Plax and Chromatics.
Missing
by Everything But the Girl.
I step off the train. I'm walking down your street again and past your door, but you don't live there anymore. It's years since you've been there, and now you disappeared somewhere like out of space. Found some better place, and I miss you. Like the deserts miss the rain, and I miss you.
Oh. And You Could Be More As You Are by Sada Bonaire. That's it. Honestly, I mean, the list could go on and on and on. But, you know, I think this is the right mix for like fun, romantic, strong women that, you know, we like to dress, and we are, right?
You are. I love it. Powerhouse. A powerhouse here at Artico. I love that. And we're definitely going to add all those beautiful tracks to our playlist.
Yes.
And again, yeah, it's endless. I mean, music is our passion, right?
You asked how we started.
Tell me.
It was definitely out of passion. You know, we've been working in the fashion industry for quite a long time before starting the brand, both fashion designers, consulting. And at some point, we kind of, you know, we knew each other from before. And then at some point, we had the occasion to spend some time in New York together. And during some time we shared in New York, we had this idea of coming up with a project that at the beginning was really focused on a product that we had in mind that was kind of missing, and more like an attitude of a woman that was kind of missing in the industry at that time. From there, we, you know, this conversation came up very organically. We started kind of shaping this woman, give her context, what she was doing, her personality, the music she was listening to, what would she like, where was she going? And then around this idea, the Artico was born. And the Artico as a name actually was the last thing that came out.
Yeah, that's what they say. The name always comes at the
end.
Yeah,
we had the concept first and the woman really clear in our mind. And then, you know, we were looking for a name that would kind of embrace all of these things together. You know, like a name that was, you say the name and you already have, you know, a perception of something. And we thought that the Artico was summing up this concept, this idea. Artico, for that who doesn't know what it means, it means penthouse. You know, we don't want to go very literal because we don't want to talk about that specific place. It's more like an environment and, you know, like the attitude of this woman inside her space. She feels very confident in the world she lives in. Non elitario. Yeah, not elitaire.
Elitario. Yeah, please speak in Italian to me. Like, I need to practice. Did you live in New York as well?
No, never.
No. So you guys met in Milan, yeah. And then...
Yeah, but she was coming often, and I think it was the summer you spent there like a month, and we spent some time together. It was good brainstorming, and...
Do you know what year that was?
Yes, of course. It was August 2015.
Oh, wow.
And after that, everything happened so quickly because we started really talking about this in September and we launched in February 2016.
Oh, what?
6 months.
We were like so sure about what we were doing that we made it happen.
My God. For all the listeners out there who are thinking about an idea and they don't act on it, just do it, as Nike used to say.
This is an advice for who wants to start this business. If you're 100% sure about what you're doing, you have a strong idea, do it.
Goodbye. The end. Well, we're here in your beautiful studio, and obviously we talked about how music plays a role in our lives. But when you create a collection, mm-hmm. like when you're in the designing mood and mode with your team, obviously music, looking at your designs of your interior, but also in your clothes, you can see the strong influence of music. And we mentioned reference 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
But do you actually, where's the starting point when it comes to a collection? Do you actually create like an audio mood board? Do you have a playlist? This is the vibe, or does that come later? Or what role does it play?
You know, music is like a creative outlet as design is. So for sure, when we start getting inspired for a collection, music is included in the package. Right? We like to give a context every season to this woman. So in this context, all of course, music plays an important role, you know, because we position her in some space and then, you know, we decide who she is. And then, of course, it's about her taste, you know, what she likes. So this is also like the pillars of the brand, right? What I was talking about before. So every season we restart this process and we build a completely different story. And so, of course, the music and the playlist, it's shaped around this as well. And it's connected to the design. Yeah.
Love it. Do you remember like a track that maybe directly influenced a piece? Like, okay, this is this dress.
I know. I think even when we're creating, we play what we are listening to in that moment, you know, what we like, what we're feeling. I don't know. It's inspiring for us. And as you know, and you have been part of this project, we have been doing for a long time the Artico playlists.
Shout out here to myself.
Exactly. It did actually more than one. More than one. So also this kind of project kind of helped narrate the universe of the brand. It's important. I mean, also people can understand our taste in music, which is kind of completing the package of what we communicate with the brand, with the collections.
And one of those elements is, of course, Cher. What role does Cher play? Have you met her? Did you reach out to her yet? And what's your favorite Cher track?
Never met Cher.
Cher, where are you?
We haven't met her yet.
Yet.
Exactly. And of course, like she's one of our main muses. I think she represents, you know, the like a strong woman, like performer, creative. What's not to love about her?
Exactly.
I mean, she's so
we have
iconic.
A lot of muses.
Yeah, we have a lot of other muses.
Who are the muses?
Raffaella Carrà.
Ah, yes. Favorite track by Raffaella?
Far l'amore come un chatto. No. A far l'amore comincia tu. A far l'amore comincia tu. Se lui ti porta su un letto vuoto, il vuoto daglielo indietro a lui. Fagli vedere che non è un gioco, fagli capire quello che vuoi. A far l'amore comincia tu. A far l'amore comincia tu. E se si attacca col sentimento, portalo in fondo ad un cielo blu. Le sue paure di quel momento le fai scoppiare soltanto tu. Scoppia, scoppia, mi scoppia. Scoppia, scoppia, mi scoppia il cuore. Scoppia, scoppia, mi scoppia. Scoppia, scoppia, mi scoppia il cuore. Live, 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 live. È un disastro se te ne vai. Scoppia, scoppia, mi scoppia. Scoppia, scoppia, mi scoppia il cuore. And from Cher, Dove l'amore? So you see, it's always about love.
Amore, sì.
Not hiding our romantic side.
No, romantica.
Dove l'amore? Dove l'amore? How can I tell you of my love? Story. I'll sing a love song, sing it for you alone. Though you're a thousand miles away, the feeling so strong. Come to me, baby, don't keep me waiting. Another night without you here and I'll go crazy. There is no other.
I think obviously social media and the imagery plays a big role in whatever we do today, and especially when it comes to design. It's the Devon, right? The triangular heel. I don't know how it's basically a viral shoe. Like I see on every feed, every girl posts it, wears it. Tell me the story of that heel. And it's been copied, I have to say. Oh, so
yes,
many times.
A lot. But you know, it doesn't matter.
Hey,
it means
you know
people
what?
Like
it's flattering. It's flattering.
Yeah, it's
you
flattering.
Know, it just shows that you guys are onto
We're
something.
We're glad people like our designs. I know that shoe is just super strong, you know. I think it's because the heel, I mean, the shape is quite simple, right? Because it doesn't have anything really complicated. But the heel is quite strong as a shape. You know, it has this very chunky, geometric shape and it kind of makes you feel grounded to the floor. So that was the feeling that we wanted to express and to give wearing our shoe in specific.
And when you walk into that shoe, what is that? Is it like, I just imagine that opening scene of Saturday Night Fever when Travolta walks down the street with his like can of paint and his heels, and it's like the shot of the heels walking down the street. So imagine a girl walking down here the street here in Milan wearing that heel. Mm-hmm. What song is playing?
It's playing In These Shoes by Christy McCall.
Love it.
Perfect shoe for the soundtrack of the video you were just directing.
See, now that's a new campaign for you.
Yeah, thank you for the idea.
I once met a man with a sense of adventure. He was dressed to thrill wherever he went. He said, let's make love on a mountain top, under the stars on a big hard rock. I said, in these shoes, I don't think so. Said, honey, let's do it here.
I don't don't think so.
I don't think so. I think it's quite explicative.
Too expensive. Sorry, I can't.
That's true. Yeah. It's a teaser.
Oh, there you go. I like that. I mean, it's a blockbuster, no? I mean, I don't know. Some girls reached out to me when I think we did, like, I think we released the playlist. And I'm like, oh my God, can you get me those shoes? I'm like, what? Like, I can't get them anywhere. It's like, that's incredible. Congrats, girls.
Thank you.
You obviously both know how to style a look, right? So give me...
I think so.
I would say, like, as a novice, but I think I do know how to style a look or two.
Of course, you're one of the most stylish people we know.
But for people who don't know or who would like to learn, including myself, what's your process when you put a look together? Is there, like, a starting point? Like, you always
start...
Yes,
and talking about shoes, yeah. I think it's the shoes.
That's what Rick Owens said, too. Starts a collection with a shoe.
Great minds think alike.
Yes! There you go.
Yes, definitely shoes. I think shoes kind of stole the scene of the bags that the bags were owning years ago. If you're wearing a top, you know, you have to think about what you're wearing underneath and what you're wearing on top. With shoe, it's just one element, you know, you go straight. It's a very direct feeling. You go to your shoe closet, you pick a shoe and you're like, okay, then what I'm going to wear for the rest, it doesn't matter. Shoes play the main role. We think.
When you get ready for a night out, and we love clubbing. We've been dancing for a while together.
we are listening to your playlist.
Yes, exactly. Only my music.
That's what you wanted to hear. Here you go.
No, what's your go-to getting ready for a night out song? Like when you're in front of your shoe closet and you want to feeling.
Maybe. Yeah.
Spontaneous. Last Shazam.
Let's have a look what your Last Shazam is.
Second Life, Dua Lipa.
This is a good one. Together Again.
Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
Talk about clubbing and dancing, shall we? I guess dancing plays a big role in your aesthetic as well.
Yes.
And of course, you have a connection to DC10. But from all your nights out over the years, was there one moment that stuck with you and you remember what was or could have been playing?
I think we had a great night 2 years ago. It was 2019, after our presentation during Milan Fashion Week. We hosted this party. Late night party. It was super special. We had great DJ playing for us, which is Seth Troxler, who is a friend.
Shout out to Seth, baby.
And I think people still talk about that night. It was quite epic.
So much fun.
Yeah, that was special. That was special. It was the first time we were hosting
an after party.
Yeah. And I think it came out pretty well. No, it was really fun. People really enjoy it. And also they enjoy it because we put stickers on the phones. So there was no social media allowed. People were there for the music. Everyone was, you know, really enjoying the moment. Yeah.
I mean, that's what Berghain has been doing forever. And also for my little club that we were building at the Chateau, that was the same thing. It's like phones away, you know, like
phones
it makes
away.
It's a game changer.
Yeah, it's game changer. Yeah. You just focus on just, you know, enjoying the music, listening to your music, having conversation with people, having fun as it used to be a long time ago when there were no phones. I think it's a blessing to have no phones in these moments.
I always say, like, I think technology in a way kind of killed the fun, you know, like really, it's a bit, because even if you don't want to, we are all hooked. So we always have the urge to look and stay away from the moment, which is kind of sad. I mean, there are, of course, great things about today and technology and everything. Of course, yeah. We all have the perks. In terms of nightlife and culture in general, it's distracting. Well, you go to a concert, everybody holds up their phone.
I think it's necessary sometimes just to disconnect and be present in the moment. So you should do that more often. Not only at a night party, you know. Sometimes it's just some detox. It's very useful.
Digital detox. One of our girls that we share in common is our friend Dua Lipa that you guys also work with and dress, I guess, right? She's playing tonight here in Milano.
Yes, we are obviously going to support her.
Can't wait to see her.
It's actually the first time we're going to see her live. Yeah. So it's great.
You have a favorite Dua track?
Oh, One Kiss, Dua Lipa and Calvin Harris.
Now, I guess we talked about amore, and I think amore plays a big role here as well. What's your go-to falling in love or heartbreak song?
For falling in love, we picked I Want Your Love by She.
In Your Eyes, The System. It's one of my favorites. Okay, and A Rose Is Still a Rose by Aretha Franklin as an heartbreak song.
I love Aretha. After the heartbreak, you're out and about Milano, running around, feeling super sexy in your Devon heels. What's the sexiest song?
Erotica Madonna.
Hell yeah.
Eccolo. Madonna.
Honestly, we are giving you like the perfect soundtrack for this moment you're just picturing.
Exactly.
Erotica.
We can write a movie.
Yeah, there's going to be a movie, and it's going to be a Netflix documentary about the Atsuko and the story of those two beautiful girls, how they create this beautiful empire. And when the end credits are playing in this documentary, what song is going to be playing?
It's going to be Dreams by Fleetwood Mac.
Allora, Gilda e Giorgia, grazie a ti.
Grazie, Armanito. Almost the song. Da panino.
Thank you, Arman.
Okay, it's been a real pleasure.
We love you.
We love you more.
Love you more.
Ciao.
Ciao, ciao.
Thank you for tuning in this week. If you want to listen to the full playlist, visit areweonair.com or our Spotify channel. You can also find us on Instagram and on YouTube at areweonair. And a big thank you to my wonderful team at Studio Noi. I'm Armand Nafei, and I'll speak to you soon.